It's great to be part of this encouragement series on the book of Acts. And, you know, the book of Acts is really about the church and the launch of the church. We see just ordinary people being used by God in an extraordinary way. And remember, it's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's our relationship with the Holy Spirit that lays the foundation of how we can have this freedom to minister to a broken world. And so the book of Acts in chapter 6 specifically, in the first 7 verses, we see that there were some contentions in the church. Isn't that true? You know, it's if we have ordinary people, we have broken people, we are all a work in progress. And so what happened is in the Jewish culture, there were every Friday, there were certain collections made for some people that were temporarily in need and some people that were permanently in need. And so the Christian church took over those cultures of really looking out for the poor, distributing the food, and especially to the widows and the orphans. That's what religion is. You know, true religion is to look after those who are in need, spiritually and physical need. But, you know, so what happened here is there was this contention between these two groups. Now, there were two groups of Jews in Israel at that time. They were the Jewish ones that spoke Aramaic. They were the Palestinians and Jerusalem Jews. But remember, there were a lot of them that came up to Jerusalem and they got into Pentecost. They connected with Christ. They gave their hearts to the Lord and they couldn't speak the original language. They could only speak Greek. And so this is where this contention came from in the first 7 verses, where some complained, the Greek Jewish people said, hey, we are being neglected with the distribution of the food. It wasn't just certain people, you know, and so we saw a sort of a class system that developed. And so the challenges were the apostles had to sort it out. You know, in any relationship, we have to deal with issues. There were some people that felt a bit superior to others. And so they said, look, let's set apart some people for the distribution of the food. But isn't it amazing? The people that they chose were full of the Holy Spirit. And the moment when people were put into their function, we see a multiplication in the church, you know, because it is spiritual to minister. It is spiritual to be an usher. It is spiritual when we minister to people and we make coffee. You know, it's not just the pastor up there that he's the spiritual one and the rest of us are non-spiritual, you know. We are all in the full-time ministry and everyone must do the work of the ministry. And we see this beautiful picture how the church grew and multiplied when people took up their role and their function of serving. Those were actually the first office bearers in the church, were those who were serving tables. And so then the story continues in verse 8 to 15 about Stephen. You know, Stephen was one of the 7 that was appointed. Prochorus, Philip, those were all appointed to serve the tables. But isn't it amazing now? God then started to do powerful works, perform miracles. And this is where the challenges came, because Stephen confronted two things. The first thing that he said, and we see that in the next chapter, in chapter 7, where specifically he confronted the law and the temple, because the Jews believed that the temple could not be destroyed and the law could never be changed. And he said, look here, before God's instituted these things, God was already moving. And so there were challenges around that. You know, the Jews really thought they were the chosen people. And so he challenged these things. He challenged the roles, the gifts. So Stephen was the first martyr. And we can look at the whole thing of what he said in the next chapter and the chapters after that, how the real persecution arose. And especially in chapter 7, chapter 8, where the church multiplied. Because Stephen started to speak about a gospel that was not just for the Jews. Now, remember, for them, to cross cultural lines was a massive issue, because they thought they're the chosen race. They're the chosen people. God just wants to manifest himself to them. And so let me just 2 things that I've really learned through this chapter. The one is, hey, everyone has a function. Everyone has a role. The one isn't better than the other one. Each one is being set apart for the work of God. And so it's important that you and I find our place in the church, that we serve somewhere, because you know, you need to serve and you need to be spiritful to serve. It's not just an ordinary job that you are doing. The second thing is there were really unity when people understood their roles, when they started to walk in that fullness, you know, when they started to realize that this gospel must go to the ends of the earth. And so the church was launched. The church was growing and multiplying. Even many priests came to the faith. You know, so it wasn't just for the ordinary people, but also the learned ones, the people that were sacrificing to God, because people understood that the body needs each other. You know, just like the hand and the heart, everything. Some roles are not seen, the inner roles. They're sometimes the most important ones in the church, the intercessors, the prophetic people, those that are never recognized, you know. And then there's the mouth, like the pastor, you know, speak a lot, do a lot of things. But let's remember that not one is better than the other. And so the challenge for us is to find that space, find, pray about it. Where does God want you to be involved? You know, how do I find that? Is by simply say, what's the desires in my heart? Sometimes God releases stuff over our lives by the frustration, you know. So if you see something fault in the church and you say like, oh, you know, this media stuff isn't good enough, that means God has put you there to make a difference in that space. And that's why if something frustrates you, a vision many times is born out of that frustration. And so don't be a complainer. Don't be a murmurer. Don't be somebody that just criticizes, you know, because you say, oh, okay, that thing is, you know, that painting is skew on the wall. Then fix it. It's your problem. Because remember, we are the church. We don't go to church. We are, you know, so I've learned that a lot of people sometimes come to us as leaders in the church and say, hey, you guys there at Shofar, or you guys there at that place. And I think like, we are the church. We're not going to church. And this is the challenge with dualism that we have many times, is people think I've got a natural world and a spiritual world. And the two just don't mix, you know. So when I go to church on a Sunday, then I go to an event and that is spiritual. But when I walk into my workplace or into my family, my relationship on Monday morning, I'm not spiritual anymore. But that's such a deception in the church, especially in the West, because we grow into comfort zones and then we switch God off when we go to work, or we switch God off when we drive, or we switch God off when we go on a holiday. But you can't switch the Holy Spirit off. And that's what we saw here with this beautiful thing in the church, you know, because hey, that's where we have relationship. God has placed you in places where I, as a pastor, will never be able to go. You know, when they just hear I'm a pastor, then oh, immediately people already have a different perception. But you maybe are an accountant. And God wants to use you in that department. God wants you to recognize people. And it's about serving people. As we serve God's people, as we love them, as we have compassion on them, we're serving God. We're worshiping God. Isn't that what Matthew 25 said? You know, when we give bread to a lonely person, or when we just serve the needy, spiritual, it's like we're doing it unto God. So whatever we do, let's do it with our whole heart to serve God, to love God, and see how the church will multiply and reach a broken and a lost world. So I want to pray for us that God will find, you know, that you will find in God your purpose, your function. And remember, it's not better or worse than somebody else. If you're cleaning toilets, do it unto God. If you're a CEO of a company, do it unto God. So let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this time together. Lord, there's so much division many times in the church. Superiority, inferiority, so many stuff, Lord, that wants to divide us. But we thank you that there's one blood, there's one word, there's one baptism, there's one Holy Spirit, there's one testimony of Christ in our midst. And Lord, even when this miracle of church is happening, we pray that you bind us together in this time, Lord, with a unity, with a boldness, Lord, for each one to fulfill their function and their place, so that, Lord, we can multiply and reach the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge you. We consecrate ourselves to your work in our hearts and in our lives. We ask that your kingdom will come and that your will be done. We pray that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.